Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Monday, December 10th, and this is episode 236 of The Big Show. Thanks so much for hanging with me while I was out last week. I was fighting the plague, and I seem to have gotten over that now. So I really appreciate you joining us again this week. Before I get into today's episode too deep, I do want to thank our sponsor. We are brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment is a technology company focused on site search analytics and AI-driven content discovery to improve search results, increase customer satisfaction, and unlock revenue for your company. Solo Segment makes your search smarter, and you can learn all about the great things that Solo Segment is doing at solosegment.com. Now, I wanted to follow up on my last episode all about how everything will be a service and also how you can compete with, you know, the Amazons of the world and the Expedias of the world and the Airbnbs of the world and the Ubers of the world. Because this is such a pressing concern for so many businesses today and so many industries. And the reason I was thinking about it was there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal a couple weeks back that asked, is every company today a tech company? And before I give you my answer to that question, I want to pose another question to you. I want you to think about something else, which is, who is the Uber of your industry? And I want to describe what I mean by that. I mean, who's the company that's come in and is sucking all of the oxygen in the room out of your industry? They don't always have to have remarkable market share, and I'm looking at you, Airbnb, but they've got big mind share. You know, they're the proverbial two guys in a garage that no one saw coming, right? One day you're going along doing what you've always done, having great relationships with your customers, being very successful, and then suddenly there's a new entrant who emerges quickly and suddenly, often with a lot of venture backing and the like, and that they're doing tremendous things in terms of driving buzz and driving mind share and the like, but they kind of came out of nowhere. What I find remarkable about so many of these companies is that while they get a lot of buzz as tech companies, and they are very, very heavily invested in tech, I want to be fair, when you get under the covers, their initial technology maybe isn't all that impressive. And the reason I say that is because I've had many people say to me when talking about whomever the Uber of their industry is, they said, well, anyone could have done that. Really? Anyone could have done that? If that's true, why didn't you do it? And if it's true that anyone could have done it, that's kind of my point here. What the Uber of X industry gets right isn't that they necessarily have the most amazing tech, though some do. It's that they started looking at the world in a very different way. They started looking at the world as a world where the tech already existed. When you look at Amazon or Expedia or Airbnb or Uber or Dropbox or Google or Facebook, they made certain assumptions about the world to some degree as it's going to be, but more often simply as the world is, not the world as it was. Right? When Mark Zuckerberg started FaceMash in his dorm room at Harvard, he took it for granted that everyone would have a computer and everyone would have internet access. When Google introduced Google Docs, they took it for granted that everyone would have network access. When Dropbox started, they took it for granted that everyone would have multiple devices that they needed to sync across. And none of these folks were wrong. They were not that far ahead of the market, if they were far ahead of the market at all. And for many companies struggling in the digital landscape today, it's because they're playing by a different set of rules. They're playing by an older set of rules. You know, let's be fair, some of these folks, the Uber of X, and I'm looking at you, Uber, and to some degree Airbnb again, are winning because the new entrants are literally breaking the rules. And I'll talk more about that next week, but that aside, it's more about the fact that they're thinking around the world as it is today and what that tells us about what the world will be a little bit down the road. I once saw a speaker at a conference talk about Victorians and how most Londoners 100 years ago would have considered themselves Victorians. Not accounting for the fact that at the time I saw this dude speak, Queen Victoria had been dead for the better part of 10 years. I don't mean 10 years from the date he spoke. I mean 10 years from 100 years ago. Londoners were living their lives according to rules that were some 10 years out of date. And the rules that many companies operate under are at least that old. You know, we've had digital in the form of the internet for over 20 years. We've had Wi-Fi for at least 15 and probably closer to 20 years too. We've had smartphones for well over a decade. And I know that I often say the future is already here, it's just not evenly distributed. But in this case, we are pretty evenly distributed. Everyone has access today. When I talk about the fact that it's all e-commerce, that's what I mean. Your customers live in a world where digital simply exists. They take it for granted. And the companies that are succeeding, the Uber of X, are those companies that understand digital simply exists. They take it for granted that connectivity exists, that Wi-Fi exists, that smartphones exists, that the internet exists. And they're thinking about how the customer experience should exist given that reality. So going back to the first question, you are a tech company in the sense that you rely on tech, in the sense that the tech exists, the technology is there. It influences how your customers experience your product, how they experience your services, and how they experience the products and services of your competitors. And it should influence how you think about meeting your customers where they are today. So it's not necessarily that you have to have the best tech. It's not necessarily that you have to invest in the best tech or the most current tech or the most modern tech. Not that you shouldn't, but you should invest in the best experience, and an experience where we know that people have mobile, where people have internet, where people have Wi-Fi, where people have constant connectivity, where people expect data to do something for them. You know, I talk many times about content is king, customer experience is queen, and data is the crown jewels. The way we tie all those together is saying what creates the kind of experience your customers expect, given the fact that all of these exist today. Because when you're doing that correctly, then you are a tech company. You are a modern company who knows that tech exists and uses that tech to create a great experience. And when you're not, that's when you seem like an old world company. That's when you seem like a company who has failed to recognize the change that has occurred in the world and the change that your customers expect. So the question is, are you a tech company? You are if you're using technology to create a better experience for your customers. And if you're not, the problem isn't with the technology. It's with the experience. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I want to thank you again for tuning in and remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 236. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if you can provide a positive rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store while you're there, I would really, really appreciate it. You can also contact me by going to Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or via email by emailing podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Solo Segment. Solo Segment is a technology company focused on site search analytics and AI-driven content discovery to improve search results, increase customer satisfaction, and unlock revenue for your company. Solo Segment makes your search smarter, and you can learn all about them at solosegment.com. With that, I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, a wonderful weekend, and I'll look forward to catching up with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, be safe. Be well, and take care, everybody.